and welcome to Trend Pals with me, Lotta Jergelsaston, and my co-host Martin Lindskog. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, Lotta.
How are you doing today?
Fine, yourself?
Yeah, very good, actually. Well, this is a bit different today.
Yes.
We haven't talked before, which we always do.
Yeah, no preparation, so, but we have some preparation. We have a Trello board here that we know that it's episode 25 and that we will chew the concept of time management.
Exactly. And as usual, we are talking about market shifts, what happens in the world, what makes us people and consumer behave differently, and what impacts us. And we usually covers three different fields, which is life hacks, crowdfunding, and how to unplug.
Correct.
So, let's move on to time management, which is today's chew.
Yeah, what make us tick tock as a clock? And should we say that at once, so we have done that? We are almost on time with this episode.
Yeah,
because
almost.
Because we have been very busy.
Late.
Yeah. So, what's time management? And on our Trello board, I had a link to Trello's own Getting Things Done board.
Yeah.
So time management is an old concept, pretty old concept, and it was these calendars that I still have, a physical calendar. But back in the day, by managers and business leaders and others at the office, you could buy this Filofax and other brands.
Oh, I had one of those, and it was made out of, I was going to say fabric, but that's not leather.
Leather.
And then you just went in and you bought the new
edition,
you filled
new
it up
year.
With a new edition with like your new calendar, basically.
Yeah, and I will include show notes, a movie that was called Filofax also, and what happened then. Your Filofax or planning calendar got missing, or how do you say, misplaced?
Yeah.
Similar to what would happen if your phone is disappearing or lost in a way.
Well, that's the new Filofax, isn't it?
Yep.
Because basically you've got everything in your phone these days.
Yep.
And I don't know, to be honest, how many different calendars I have my phone. You know, obviously you've got the one that comes with your phone, whatever you have, an iPhone or an Android or a Sony,
Microsoft,
or whatever, or BlackBerry. And then you can download your own type of calendars.
Yes.
And I have quite a few. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you manage to sync them all, and other times you don't. So you write different things in different calendars. And I still use paper calendars as well, or what you call it, like normal standard calendars.
And I like that too. And chewing it a bit from a personal perspective, I like the physical calendar. And then I've been starting, I'm a bit late learner, to move it over to the electronic calendar and the phone after I have done this physical calendar. And I could mention also that it's about 15 years since David Allen wrote his masterpiece Getting Things Done, and he has created a new edition now due to the technology, and that you could have almost everything in your phone now. So that's good.
So
I got this new edition. Yeah, he updated his book. And and for the listeners' information, when I search on David Allen, he's moving to Europe from California.
Mm-hmm.
So I include that in the show note also. And I see here we have a note here, Planado versus Evernote, or some other kind of note-taking or memory. And that's what David Allen is talking about, that you want to get out of the head and on paper or electronically on notes or lists and to-dos.
Exactly. So, I mean, I use Evernote, and I know you are a big fan of Evernote as well. But even Planado, Yes. I have not used it.
I would recommend it. I have searched for a calendar, electronic calendar, for a long time. I mean, Google Calendar is all right, and the one included in on an iPhone is good too. But this Planada is built as a physical calendar, so it's very great. It's good overview, and it has things that you are used to, like how to say the week number that we use here in Europe. So now it's week
You know,
17 or 18 or something like
yeah, I
that.
don't think you use them too. In Europe, I think it's only Sweden who use
Yeah,
them.
maybe it's that's that could be the case.
And usually only in like the educational world, mainly. And in your world, no, you're joking.
Great.
I use it occasionally, but. Yeah, mainly because Apple's calendar doesn't have the week the week numbers or what do you call them, like,
Yeah.
yeah, you've kind of got out of it a bit more, I think.
Yeah, it could be, but you could add this feature somehow. I mean, it you could get an app for that too, I think. But
Oh,
what I
sure,
what
you can get an app for
Yeah,
everything.
but what I like with Planner is that it's you get used to the format that they've used in a physical calendar. So I will stick to Planner and give it a year here and see if a physical calendar plus this electronic calendar will be my type of time management system. What
Well,
I'm struggling with is the weekly review, that you go back and you go forward. What have happened during the week and the past weeks, and what's in the future, and check your to-dos and so on. And
isn't
then you
that
could
what
feel
blogs are
stressed.
for?
What's it?
Isn't that what blogs are for? You write
Blogs.
down what you've done in the
Yeah.
week,
Could be. Could
like a
be.
diary,
Yeah.
so
Yes,
you know.
electronic journal. Could be.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I know. I have started to use Wunderlist a lot, and I think that that is actually really good. It's a bit similar to Trello,
Okay.
and Trello we use for all our planning when we do our podcasts. And Trello is kind of similar, and what it's good is that you know you can it's very easy to share with others, with your colleagues or your family, and then you can edit things. You know everyone who is been invited into your calendar can edit it. And you can leave notes and you can, you know, make lists that you need to do. I think, you know, in both Trello and in Wunderlist, they are quite similar.
Okay.
But
I will
I.
sh check it out, and I know that it's included, so to speak, in the Apple Watch Wunderlist.
Oh,
They
is
have
it? Okay.
created some new application for that. And now, before we get stressed, because that was a note here also, it's almost that we have to wrap up here this episode. It's time flies.
Yes, always.
So, what will we talk about next week?
Oh, good question that.
Yeah.
I think next week we're gonna look into trends again. We're gonna find some new interesting trends regarding the topics that we usually cover, which I said in the beginning. And I have already seen some interesting stuff, so I think it's gonna be really exciting.
Sounds great.
And as usual, you can find us on the social media on Twitter at
TrendPal, and on our blog trendpal.new.
Exactly, that's where we put all our show notes. So yeah, be sure to check in on our show notes to dig deeper. And with that, we'll round up and I'll see you next time. Cheerio.
Cheerio.